Hello again, and welcome to Podcast DX, the show that brings you interviews with people just like you whose lives were forever changed by a medical diagnosis. And when we don't have a guest, we just talk amongst ourselves.
We're going to be sharing all the gossip. Get ready for to spill the tea. I'm Jean Marie.
I'm Lita. Ron will not be with us today.
Okay.
Today's episode is deeply personal to me. And since it's a week, well, no, this is going to be in a couple of weeks. It's been 8 years since we started podcasting. And the purpose of the podcasting is going to be very evident in today's episode.
Okay.
It's incredibly important for public health. We're talking about blood and organ donation, including live organ donation options. How one simple decision can save multiple lives. Some of you may remember that our very first podcast episode ever, 8 years ago, was about my own experience donating a kidney. That original episode is still available online, and I'll put a link for that on this episode.
And boy, the sound quality.
But, oh yeah, yeah, that, remember, that was our first ever episode, and yeah, the sound quality is not too good. But today, the two of us want to expand the conversation beyond kidney donation to include blood, tissue, bone marrow, and all the ways that we can help others through donation.
Let's start with this. Being a donor is one of the most generous things a person can do, and it literally can save lives, sometimes immediately. And the need is huge. Every 2 seconds, someone in the United States needs blood, and over 100,000 people are currently waiting for an organ transplant.
Most people want to help others, but they don't realize how simple it is to register as a donor or how many types of donation even exist.
Okay, well, let's start with blood donation.
That's the easiest.
Yep. It's the most accessible form of donation because almost anyone can do it.
And one blood donation can help up to 3 people. Trauma victims, cancer patients, premature babies, people with rare blood disorders. Plus, the process is safe, quick, and you get a snack at the end.
Oh.
I always like the snacks.
Okay. Blood shortages happen every winter and summer, and donating regularly can make a huge difference. And now let's talk about organ donation after death. It's something that many people support but never formally register for.
Right. You could sign up on your driver's license or register online. It takes only a minute, and one donor, just one, can save up to 8 lives through organ donation and help many more through tissue and cornea donation. People worry that doctors won't try as hard if they're registered donors. That is absolutely not true. Medical teams focus on saving lives. Donation is only considered after every effort has failed. Now let's shift to something close to my heart, live organ donation. This is when a living person donates an organ or a part of an organ to help someone else.
And most people don't realize how many organs can be donated while they're still alive. Here are just a few. Kidney donation. A healthy individual can live a full life with one kidney, and this includes women who want to have children, things of that nature. It should not limit you. And this is the most common type of live organ donation. Then there's liver donation. The liver, because it can regenerate, donors only have to, some cases, a portion of their liver, and both the donor and recipient's liver grow back. So if you donate a portion of your liver, it would regenerate. Lung donation, in very, very rare cases, some people can donate a lobe of their lung. Bone marrow or stem cells, and this process is incredibly important for patients with conditions like leukemia or other blood disorders. There's tissue donation, such as skin, bone, or even part of one's intestine.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Well, the important thing is donors undergo extensive evaluation to make sure the procedure is safe for them.
Right.
Especially if it's not blood, if it's any of the organs.
Right. You, for example?
Right. For listeners who may not have heard that this, that the very first episode, maybe I should share a little bit about the kidney donation story. It's still one of the most meaningful things that I've ever done. I was able to donate a kidney to someone who desperately needed it, and seeing them recover, being with their family, acknowledging what that man was ready to give up without a kidney and his, you know, grandkids to be, et cetera, knowing I helped give them a second chance at life, it really changes you. We told the whole story on episode one. That was our very first podcast recording, and I will put that link with this episode.
Okay. And I remember how emotional that episode was, and it really set the tone for this podcast, sharing real experiences from real people. And what I love about your story, Mom, is that you always emphasize the fact that you had excellent care, full support, and no regrets.
Absolutely no regrets. I would do it again if I could, but you could only do one.
Yep.
Donating was an honor, not a sacrifice.
And people may ask, can I be a live donor? No, I cannot. But you might be able to. You have to, if you're healthy and you're willing, you might be eligible to donate. Evaluations look at your medical history, your blood type, your kidney and or liver function, your heart health, your mental and emotional readiness as well.
Yes.
So it's a whole person evaluation.
Yes. I mean, the
Because
emotional.
Right. If what if something, a complication occurs, are you going, you know, so they.
And,
you know.
And I guess you go through a type of withdrawal after you're missing an organ and and you feel like.
You're missing something?
Yeah, you do. So they want to make sure that you have backup and support.
Okay.
There's a misconception that live donors pay for their own medical costs. Oh, no, no, they don't. The recipient's insurance usually covers the evaluation and the surgery.
Okay. And donors get follow-up care to make sure that they stay healthy afterwards.
And one really cool thing is what they call paired donation or kidney chains. This is amazing. Let's say you want to donate a kidney to somebody.
Right.
But you're not a match.
Okay.
I can donate to somebody else, a stranger, whose donor is a match for someone else, and it creates a whole chain of donations.
It's like a domino effect of kindness.
That's a good way to put it. And it helps dozens of people get transplants faster rather than waiting around to see whether or not you're an exact match.
Sure.
Let's talk briefly about bone marrow donation. It scares people because they imagine it's painful, but most donors say it feels like a soreness after a workout.
And the need for bone marrow donations is huge. Patients with conditions like leukemia or lymphoma often rely on finding a bone marrow match.
There's also a stem cell donation, which is more like donating blood. It's easier than people think, and it can also save a life.
And donation isn't just medical, it's emotional. It takes courage and compassion to be a donor, and there's a connection that's often made between the donor and the recipient, even if they've never met, and it can be truly profound.
It truly is. Knowing that you help someone stay alive, it's a gift that goes both ways. If you want to be a deceased donor, you can sign up on your state's driver's license. You can register at organdonor.gov.
Here in the United States?
Oh, yes, here in the United States. And please tell your family what your wishes are.
And if you want to be a live donor, contact a transplant center and they'll guide you through the initial steps.
Right. Any of the major hospitals will have a transplant center. Mm-hmm. And blood donation? Well, it's easy. Just visit your local Red Cross or blood bank. It's easy, fast, and always needed. Whether you donate blood, register as an organ donor, consider being a live donor, you have the power to save a life or several.
And if you're like me and you can't donate, you can always help to support donation. You can help raise funds for your local blood bank or Red Cross, or help promote blood donation events or in charities. And there are many other things and outreach activities that you can participate in. Thank you for taking the time to join us today for this important discussion about blood and organ donation. And please keep in mind that this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have before undertaking a new healthcare regimen. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you've heard on this podcast.
And to anyone listening who has already donated or supported someone through the process, we thank you. Until next week.